let's start out looking, Brad, market-wise. No surprise, it seems like it's a broken record for us. We talk weather every Monday, and the delays in planting, we're getting farther and farther behind.
Yeah, we're getting, clearly to the point, particularly if, you know, I don't know of anybody that's not happens to be sitting in one of these areas, too, that's been so problematic. Actually, the way the weather skew looks right now, and, of course, weather is changeable, but it would appear as though the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, kind of where we are, or at least where I am up here in Iowa, they've given us a little bit of a window here starting midweek. Now, it's going to rain tonight, it sounds like, but that area of the Corn Belt is quite small. And, in fact, you're probably coming in this morning with a Ohio Valley, southern, eastern part of the Corn Belt. That looks like the weather's probably a little more inflammatory than we even were thinking when we went home Thursday. In other words, it looks like it rained more and looks like it's going to stay wet for a while there. So certainly it's pretty black and white when you look across the screen. New crop beans are lower, anticipating the risk that we might have to shift some acres, and the corn's pretty strong with the idea that we're holding up the planting.
Well, there's got to be some excitement, shall we say, for these soybeans with the hope that a lot of corn acres don't go in the ground.
Yeah, this soybean market, you know, you wonder where would we be without, you know, wheat's up 20, beans up 15, and the beans are lower, even the old crop beans. Beans seem to, by themselves, having a little bit of a struggle, and some of that is the same old news, but it still is the news. Basically with this record South American, Brazil and crop, the world is kind of spending their time doing their export business with them and not us, and so things have slowed down a little bit on the bean front, but clearly it's a weather thing more than anything else.
Over to the livestock side, cattle on feed report last Thursday. How's the markets reacting to those numbers today?
The report, I thought, statistically was actually okay on feed number, right on the guess. The marketing number, 1% better than they thought. The placement number, 1% less than they thought. So on face value, that should be okay. The weight breakdown has gotten, I don't know how closely you guys look. I guess I look, but the weight breakdown makes you maybe pause a little bit. The category for the 800-pounders and up was something like 22% more than a year ago, which I think there's more of us that have felt that there's a fair amount of supply here as we go into summer. That, I think, got reinforced by the data on the report. But I think today we also are being influenced greatly by one of the major packers that cut kill pretty dramatically here today. Right away when you fret about kill cuts, we've been waiting for it to happen, as an indication from the packer that maybe his beef movement is starting to slow up a little bit and going into a few more numbers. So we've had a real bad technical day here on the cattle. We've taken out recent lows. We have what looks to be a breakout to the downside on the chart. And so you're getting, along with that, you're getting some fund liquidation and some fund selling.
But it looks like some good news as you look at those numbers, as there's more heifers being held back versus being shipped out to the feedlots.
You've hit a deal that I could probably talk 3 hours about, Susan, on this whole heifer retention issue. To summarize it, I think we've gotten to the point now where the value of a heifer as compared to the value of a cow in terms of what that investment is finally starting to turn to the point where it probably makes more economic sense to certainly at least consider that retention. Now, you still have to have a place to do it. You still have to have grass. And as the encroachment of that and the need to maintain the cow herd for whatever it was, then you've got this incredible drought, Oklahoma, Texas, and parts of Kansas that just don't allow for that restocking. But there are some tiny baby steps indicating that we may move finally toward a little bit of retention. The hogs seem to be trading, somewhat sympathetic to the weakness in the cattle. There is some concern about a slowdown in pork movement. This much ballyhooed export business to Japan is turning out to be more bark than bite. We're getting a little business, but it is no runaway. You're looking at a market that's carrying such an excessive premium here to cash.